Hello?
Bob, what happened to you and McClellan and your deputy undersecretary?
I talked to Hagerud myself yesterday. I'm trying to soften up the Army at the moment. I got a real problem there, Mr. President. It's on my list to mention to you if I might on Monday or Tuesday, if you can wait that long. If you can't wait that long, I can give you an answer now. But
well, I can wait, but tell me, is he not qualified?
Well, he's not really qualified to be undersecretary at the moment, and if he is appointed undersecretary, and let me say to start with that if you think it's desirable, we'll obviously do it, and then we'll make it work after we do it. But he was over here as deputy secretary, as you pointed out. He did a reasonably good job. He's done a fair job in state, a good job, I think, in state. I talked to Ball about it yesterday. But he's thought to be a political appointee. The Army top military staff will be very displeased if he's put in. There are two assistant secretaries. One was a vice president of IBM International Corporation, whom we arranged with Tom Watson to have sent down here, and he's now assistant secretary for financial management in the Army and doing a damn good job. And the other one is an assistant secretary in materiel who's done a good job in the Army. Both of these men are superior in terms of intellect and ability to Hagerud, and they'll be upset. And on top of that, the Cy Vance and Steve Ailes will be upset about it. But the man is not incompetent. He's above average.
Maybe we ought to let McClellan get a hold of Cy and Ailes for about a month, see if they couldn't loosen him up.
Well, I was going to say, Mr. President, I can soften him up. I tell you what I did. I learned that Humphrey and Fulbright both thought well of Hagerud. So without telling Cy that I knew that to start with, I had him call them both yesterday afternoon and get from them the recommendation. So we can do this. It isn't exactly what
I'll talk to you Monday.
All right, so thank you.
Waiting.